about.
Do you know what this is about?
Somebody's birthday? We're all getting a Fudgy the Whale.
I'm 99% sure you're lying, but the 1% is bursting with hope.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
And I'm Chip Chew.
Who are you again?
I really think your listeners are going to be very interested in my podcast.
No, they won't. This isn't public radio, man. My listeners don't want to hear you softly try to solve a murder mystery to indie music for 12 weeks.
Oh, it's not a crime show.
These are people who are stuck in traffic. All right, they want you to make them laugh. Keep it punchy. Give me short, sexy anecdotes. What are those, talking points?
Yeah.
No. You try to work these into the interview, it's going to be over before you can whisper whodunit.
Come on. Hit it, Steve. Let's hear it. Come on, Steve. Let's go, Steve. Steve, hit it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah!
And now.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Crazy.
Dangerous.
Stinks.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 3rd of May.
We got to stop these pop-ups on websites, right?
Yeah.
We got to declare war on them. Pop-ups that have audio? Come on now.
I'm done with that.
That's what screwed up my intro there. Stupid Microsoft PCs.
So mad.
I'm so mad right now. And by any website you go to where they automatically start playing a video should be banned from the internet.
All right. Seems extreme, but okay.
I told you that's when I'm running for something, and I have no plans to run for something, but if I did, that was going to be my number one campaign promise, is to stop autoplay on the internet. And I think that alone guarantees me a political landslide.
It's quite the platform.
It's very possible, though, it would, too.
Yeah, you try to take care of the important stuff. I can't tell you how much time I spend playing whack-a-mole trying to figure out what browser, you know, page is open that's playing audio. Oh, we need a do-over. We need to start this whole show over. I'm ruined now.
Oh, really? You're ruined?
I am.
We'll start it again then.
I can't
Let's
go on.
Let's do the whole thing again.
I'm not going to do that.
We should.
I'm not going to wait.
Yeah.
Take two.
I'm not going to do it
because I got the same pages open and the same thing's going to happen.
But I think this time it'll go better.
I feel good about it. I'm telling you,
Let's try it one more time.
No.
One more time. Just once.
How are you guys?
Take two.
Good.
Do you use... Allie, you're the queen of having food delivered to your home, right?
Thank you, yeah.
How do you do it? Are you a... what are the services that you use? You're Postmates girl?
Sure.
Do you use Grubhub?
I have in the past.
Mm-hmm. Similar service?
Absolutely.
And for folks who don't know, explain what these third-party delivery food service deals are all about.
You go on the app... You order the food, they bring it to your home.
So they go to the restaurant. The restaurant's not involved, really.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They go to the restaurant, they pick it up, they bring it to your house.
All right. Sometimes, depending on the restaurant, they're partners with whatever app that is.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not partners, sometimes the fee is a little bit more.
My worst example was I got McDonald's, and the McDonald's is a half a mile from my house.
You Postmated McDonald's.
Yep.
Don't think I haven't done that hungover on a Sunday as well, Kevin. No,
really?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is the delivery fee more than the meal at that point?
Occasionally, yes.
It can be.
Well, here is a story that involves Grubhub. It also involves Yelp, which is an app that I use frequently, especially in New Orleans where there are thousands of restaurants and you want to try them all, but you don't want to waste a meal, a good opportunity to have a great meal. So you Yelp everything just to make sure you're not walking into a trap, right?
Okay, there are a lot of traps.
This is a Yesha Callahan. She is a young woman who had a rough experience after eating from a restaurant called La Porchetta in Sterling, Virginia. She ordered a burger, fries, and I want to say it's pronounced Zeppelis. That's a dessert, right? Burger,
so
fries,
good.
And Zeppelis.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Okay.
Oh, it's like a deep fried Italian dessert that they put powdered sugar on.
I'm in.
Ooh,
oh my God.
Good.
If you've been to Jimmy Kimmel's big Italian event that he used to have.
Yes.
That was the best. Rosa's Cucina would make it.
All right.
Oh, I'm hungry now. All right, so burger, fries, and Zeppelis for delivery to her apartment. She used Grubhub. The delivery guy was quite friendly, asked if I could leave a review on Yelp, she said. I said, sure, and he went on his merry way. But Miss Callahan was disappointed when she opened the styrofoam box and found sorry-looking steak fries and a burger without any lettuce or tomatoes.
Oh.
So she left a 3-star review on Yelp, Which, by the way, 3 stars. You're not trashing the place,
right? Mm-hmm.
Right? That's just that's a little more than average. The review was not particularly harsh, considering her Zeppelis didn't even come with powdered sugar, Allie.
Oh, see, right there.
I am so mad for her.
Right?
She even suggested sending them in small paper bags so they'd be less soggy. She ended her review with, maybe next time I'll try the pizza. That night, she experienced what sounds like the premise of a summer horror film. Oh, and, Allie, no. I want you to think about this because you've ordered a lot of food delivery.
Please don't say they came back.
Don't ruin the food delivery
don't
thing.
Don't do this to me. It's all I have.
At around, it's the only interaction you have with humans
it's
most
really
days.
True.
At around 10 p.m., as she was drifting off to sleep, she heard someone knocking on her door. Then her phone started ringing with a number she didn't recognize. The mystery caller left a voicemail. Hello, this is, name, the manager of La Porchetta. I am outside your door. I want to speak to you about your Yelp review.
What? No.
At 10 p.m.
What?
That's
no.
crazy. And again, this wasn't a Yelp review that says, I'm going to burn this place to the ground and murder everyone in it. This was just,
I would have updated it, though, after the manager.
This was just, hey, how about some lettuce and tomatoes like was advertised and some powdered sugar for my Zeppelis? She says, I did not leave my room. I did not want to get axe murdered. Which is understandable, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, how could someone come to her house and start knocking at 10 o'clock? That is all kinds of crazy.
Murder.
So she tweeted at her local Northern Virginia Yelp chapter, and she called the police. The officer who responded to her call had an equally WTF reaction. After all, it was a 3-star Yelp review.
Right.
So apparently what ended up happening is Grubhub had put the wrong description of the meal, and that's why the manager says he was coming back. He says he wasn't mad. He just had just gotten wind of the review, was disappointed that she had gotten the wrong description. So he wanted to make it right. So
which is great if it's not 10 p.m.
Yes.
And at her home.
Yeah.
At her home, yes. Yeah, maybe call her 30 minutes later and say, we just realized what happened. We're so sorry. Can we send out a replacement meal? Maybe that's how you handle that. So apparently it was a misjudgment from the manager to go to the house. And he was just showing up there with a replacement meal. But I can understand why this lady was terrified.
I'm a little confused as to how they got her address because everything's done through the app and Grubhub.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, good question.
I wonder.
Are they all in cahoots to murder?
Well, I'm not positive.
That's what I'm picking up.
You might
up.
Be jumping ahead there a little bit.
I hope no one was being murdered here, but
right.
Maybe they are partners in this case, and they have the kind of relationship where Yelp could call Grubhub or the restaurant could call Grubhub and say, hey, we screwed up. You screwed up for us, so let us take care of it or something. But I just couldn't believe that. I mean, that
Jeez.
Was just – yeah, that's something to keep in mind. So you need to – I think what I've come up with, Ali, for you mm-hmm. is you need to have an apartment somewhere just to have food delivered and then get in your car and drive back to your real apartment so that nobody can follow up with you afterwards.
Your anti-murder apartment.
Right.
Right.
It seems like a lot of work.
It
but
does.
That's also where Uber will pick me up.
Right.
Yes. No one will know where you actually live.
There's never been a problem with Uber, so you're good.
Oh, my.
Right. No bad Uber stories in the news.
That's true.
So I think that's right. I think you need an anti-murder apartment.
Okay.
Just like a kind of like a drop house.
I know it seems expensive, but...
And
I mean, can you put a price on your life?
You really can't, Kevin. That's a great point.
And especially since if you're going to drive from your drop house to your real house, you might as well just drive to McDonald's and get the food and avoid the whole thing.
True. Sure.
So anyway, so be careful out there, kids.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach Show, shall we?
Shut up! Shut up! You got to shut that person up. Everyone needs to shut up.
We're giving away Weenie Roast tickets in the second row today. We're going to do it in the 6 o'clock hour, and you have to write a haiku. But since it's the second row, we're calling it, because we're so creative, haiku.
Yeah!
Get it.
So at about 6:30, we're going to give you a chance to call in with those if you'd like to start composing them now. Cheers with Beer Mug on today's show.
I can't wait.
He goes to his local bar and interviews people.
And these are people who now... are going to solve the Dodgers' early season woes.
Correct.
Right? That's what they're doing. Great. They need it.
Yeah. We also have a brand new Internet Roundup. We've got Dr. Drew like we do on Thursdays. Neighborhood sex parties. What's up?
How about an imitation?
I don't think that's what it's called, but that's what we're going to call it. Plus, what do Kevin and Bean do that annoy you? Where can we start? We've been on for a long time, and there are things that we do that just drive people crazy. So we're going to let you vent today.
Look.
That's one of them. Bean saying look is one of them, by the way.
I mean, for reals.
Right? Same, too.
I mean, you know, it was just Valentine's Day.
Three.
There's a lot of stuff we do that annoy people.
Yeah. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
And if you're just waking up and you'd like to win tickets to join us at the 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast a week from Saturday, we're going to be looking for your haikus in about a half hour, something like that.
Yep.
Kevin, you want to explain for folks who aren't as smart as you, didn't major in English in college, what a haiku is?
Sure. Five syllable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Japanese form of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very well explained.
Thank you.
So that's what we're going
to
look for.
You don't have to be so surprised.
I was just impressed.
How dare you.
You bowled me over. Half an hour from right now, we'll be looking for your haiku about the Weenie Roast, about artists on the Weenie Roast, about why you want to be at the Weenie Roast, and someone will win those tickets in the second row. It's Thursday morning. Allie is here. What's happening, my dear?
What's happening is tomorrow night, K-Rock's Guy's Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino.
Yeah!
Kids love it.
However, I need you to be 21 years or older to win this. You are going to get a spot to play poker at Beer Mug's table.
Going for the butt.
Yeah, this is Beer Mug's table. You are also going to get a rack of chips worth $200. For more information or to figure out how you can play poker with the guys, we're talking Dave. We're talking maybe Omar. No?
No, he DJs.
Okay, mm-hmm. He DJs. Kevin, yes. And Beer Mug. Go to thebike.com. But let's take caller 21 right now, 1-800-520-1067. And you are going to get a spot to play at Beer Mug's table for K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bike Hotel.
So they hand you a thing with $200 worth of chips. Mm-hmm. And I was waiting for how long this was going to take. And somebody literally just turned and walked to the cashier.
That was it.
And left.
They got their
winnings. It was one of the craziest things. I was like, you can make more. You're playing with house money.
Right.
So why not make more? And if you lose it, you don't lose anything.
Right.
So everybody booed.
Oh, good times. They didn't care, though.
No.
They were like, I'm $200 richer. I guess if you win and you don't play poker.
Yeah, I guess. But
why would you even go?
Because it's fun.
No, why would you go
if you don't play poker?
If you don't play poker?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Glad you all booed that person.
Yeah,
now.
It was the right thing to do.
Yeah, for sure.
By the way, girls welcome as well.
I know. It says Guys Night Out.
No, I know that's the name of it, but it's for everyone. Yeah.
I don't know.
Guys and girls.
Agree to disagree. Hulu has passed the 20 million subscriber mark this month, which sounds like a huge deal until you realize that Amazon and Netflix both have over 100 million subscribers, and Hulu does run ads. But
interesting.
Still a really big deal for Hulu, so congratulations, guys.
Well, those other services have way more original programming than Hulu does.
Mm-hmm.
And Hulu does have an ad-free version.
Oh.
But it's more expensive.
Yeah, it's a couple dollars. I think it's $4 a month more for no commercials.
I mean, easy, rich guy.
Right. I mean, $4 a month, right? That adds up.
It does. Because 4 times 12, carry the one. Yeah. The company has renewed its series, The Handmaid's Tale, for a third season, which, of course, you knew was going to happen because the show is a juggernaut, a hit, if you will. And the second season just began like a week ago, right?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah, I think it was last Wednesday, yeah.
And Hulu has picked up a TV series based on the 1994 British film Four Weddings and a Funeral. And Mindy Kaling is going to be producing that because she does everything in
Hollywood.
She does,
that's true.
And quietly behind the scenes, it seems like. She's got her finger in everything.
And that's where... And that's where her Mindy project ended up after it left network TV, too. So
yes.
She has a good relationship already with Hulu. You know, they have some really good shows that did not, like, I know people love The Path, for instance. That's that's one of their originals. That's not one that a lot of people talk about, but the people who watch it who love it. I adored a show on Hulu that was an original called Chance. It starred Hugh Laurie.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing. I mean, they're doing some good work over there.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Bean, you love Hulu.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Bean loves TV. So
Bean loves TV. But Bean was so upset that I didn't have a Hulu subscription that he wanted me to enjoy Hulu as much as him. He got me a Hulu subscription.
Wow.
I mean, it's it was only for a year, so I mean, I don't
the
have
the renewals
it
up.
Yeah. So
wow.
What I'm saying
does Bean
is
not want you to continue?
He wanted to continue.
Oh,
that.
I didn't know it was a lifetime commitment that Christmas gift.
Mean,
I didn't know I was on the hook forever. I thought it was just a nice thing for one time.
It auto-renews. That's all I know.
That's all I know as well.
Hey, by the way, Billy Eichner, Difficult People, too, is a Hulu show. That alone is worth having Hulu.
Very funny show.
Can you watch that now?
I can't. Oh, I don't have a subscription.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's somehow my fault.
Yeah.
If only there was a way.
Mr. Moneybags, $4 extra a month for no ads. I mean, right. I would watch the ads. If it helped you, Bean. You guys, Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez, their love connection was a bit confusing at first. This just makes me laugh. So J-Lo revealed on Ellen that even though A-Rod asked her out for the first date to dinner, she wasn't quite sure if it was a romantic thing or if it was just like, hey, let's kind of get to know each other. Maybe he has business offerings. She wasn't really sure. But then she realized quickly that that's where it was going because he sent her a text when he was returning from the restroom that said, "You look sexy as F." And the rest is history. That can only work for Alex Rodriguez.
Right?
If a dude that you're going out to dinner with sends a text, it's like, "You look sexy as F." Aren't you like, you were just in the bathroom. This is a bit creepy.
I just feel like J-Lo should have taken a note from every baseball player Alex Rodriguez played with for his entire career, and they all hated him. I think that should have been the takeaway before she started that relationship.
I will say this. I was never a big A-Rod fan. Until
nobody was.
But then did you watch him at all calling baseball games and doing that? He's actually charming and personable. So maybe we've all been wrong.
Well,
I feel like the players that played with him
year after year
that hated him.
Yeah.
But maybe you're right. Maybe he grew up. Maybe he developed a new demeanor after he was not a competitive athlete. I don't know. I mean, this has lasted longer than I thought it would.
Plus, he's sexy as F.
Right.
That's what I hear.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Some birthdays for you. Actor Dulé Hill, dancer Cheryl Burke, sportscaster Greg Gumbel, and actress, a delightful human being, a wonderful woman, a great dog mom, Christina Hendricks. And that's what's happening.
So from time to time on the show when we're doing giveaways, we do a haiku game where people call up and they give us the Japanese form of poetry with the five syllables, seven syllables, and then five syllables. But because the giveaway this morning is for tickets in the second row for the Weenie Rose, what are we calling it, Kevin?
We're calling it haiku.
And we're proud of that.
Haiku.
And we're sticking with that.
Yes.
And that's on the air.
That's a final decision.
And we're putting that out there for the people to absorb.
And we love it. Should I give you an example so that people can sort of pattern themselves
up? Oh, yes, absolutely. That would be very helpful.
All right. Weenie roast second row.
Nope.
Weenie roast second row. If second's one syllable, second, just says you say second quickly.
Nope.
Okay, it's still two, but
Weenie
all right.
Roast, well, second row.
Kevin.
You should join us then.
Uh-huh.
No.
That's not enough. That's not enough syllables either.
Well, that's five.
Good Lord.
And then the final line is, don't be a loser, man.
Okay. Don't be like Kevin.
Nope. Don't be a loser, man. Loser man is one syllable.
You're the
it's
worst.
It's not, though.
That was like Kevin's own haiku. 6-5-6 or something.
That was bad.
Look, I do what I can.
All right. Don't be like Kevin. 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear your haiku. The best one or our favorite wins tickets in the second row for the Weenie Roast, which is an unbelievable vantage point to see Panic at the Disco and Blink 182 and Rise Against and Mike Shinoda and all the rest. Call right now. You have to be on hold for a few minutes because we got something to do first, but then we'll get right to your haiku here on K-Rock.
Now, something that we're going to do first involves Muggs because he is our Dodger expert. What's happening?
Mama Muggs, I would say, is our
I would say
expert.
She's not.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You know, she said that she's certainly right last year when she said the Dodgers didn't have what it took to win the World Series.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That could have easily gone the other way.
It did get to the middle of Game 7 before it was evident they were going to lose. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. It could have gone either way. But this season, I'm sure you've been hearing a lot at home when you visit Mom. Mom must be just apoplectic with the things that have gone wrong for LA this season so far.
She's displaying something that I've never really even seen from her. Silence. That's how bad it is.
Oh, that's sweet.
Silence.
She's given Dodgers the silent treatment?
Silent. Every time I mention anything Dodgers, she doesn't want to talk
about it. Dodgers
are
helping you so much right now.
Well, let's kind of go back. What's happening? This is what happened. All right, it all started in spring training, I think. This is where everything started to go downhill when our main man, Justin Turner, got beamed on his hand.
Right.
Effectively taking him out for like the first month and a half of the season. He's still out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we have a lot of utility players and a lot of backup players. So Justin Forsythe was supposed to come in and back him up. Then he got injured.
Mm-hmm.
Then our main man, the best shortstop, in my opinion, in the major league, Corey Seager, is just put out for the entire season so he can get Tommy John surgery in his elbow. Yeah. So we lost him.
Is that normal in a shortstop?
Not normal in a shortstop. He's like one of only three.
Is he throwing sinkers to first base?
He guns him. He guns him. So, and then Puig.
And there's no guarantee you come back from that, by the way. You hope you do.
Right. Puig, Yasiel Puig was just placed on the 10-day disabled list.
Okay.
And this is something that I don't normally like to agree with Mama Muggs, but our relief pitching so far has been garbage. Pedro Baez. Excuse me.
Except for yesterday, by the way.
Except for yesterday. Hunjin Ryu, who is shaky at best, he was just put on the 10-day disabled list because of a groin strain. And let's face
they pulled him in the second inning yesterday, Kevin. That's how his start
went.
Oh, and
the rest of the game was relievers?
Yes.
And they won it,
which is a rare bright spot in a team that a month into the season is 8 games out of first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a 2.5-year season, so we're good.
And this is the thing that has been on everybody's minds the beginning of this year is – Clayton Kershaw, just not Clayton Kershaw anymore. I mean, he's off to a 1-4 start. He did pitch well a couple nights ago against the Diamondbacks, but then, of course, the relief pitching didn't help him at all, so he ended up losing that
game.
Didn't
get a win, yeah.
And, you know, and still, and 60% of Los Angeles still can't see the Dodgers on TV, so it's all good for us.
All right.
And Alex Wood hasn't won a game yet.
Hasn't won a game yet, and he's supposed to be this great pitcher. So,
but at least you have Ohtani, so you got that going for you.
That's
the Angels. Anaheim, I think.
All right, look, every Dodgers fan has the solution to what can be done to improve the team, and no more so than where Muggs likes to drink in the Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Cheers with Beer Mug.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you...
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow. My favorite thing about this is how quickly Muggs gets drunk. Because
I love it.
It is over the course of a night. So it is edited together, but question two, he's already out.
The minute I walk in and start breathing that bar air, I'm hammered.
Yeah, it's not exactly what you want necessarily from an interviewer, but he does ask the people of the bar, what should the Dodgers do?
How do you feel the season is going, Derek?
I think we got a lot of hard work ahead of us. Kershaw, really, can we juice him up? Maybe do a little something with that rubber elbow? I don't know. Come on, let's do something here. Get him in the back room and close the curtains.
Like, close the curtains and shoot him, or give him some...
No. You know, he's still got a good couple years left in him. He's a young buck. What's the stuff they do in Varsity Blues? Some of that stuff.
Right in the ace.
Yeah.
He'll be the Dodgers' ace again. See what I did, Derek?
Ace, right in the ace.
I feel like the Dodgers are doing everything absolutely wrong at this moment in time, and they should redistribute the power to someone else.
Are you a Dodger fan?
Here and there, yes, yeah.
Have you been following this season or not really?
Not really. I was mostly coming here to play some pool, but...
Good guy to ask about the Dodgers.
Every time I go to a stadium, you know, the Dodgers lose, so I'll be like, what's up with that? But when I go home, they win. So Damn.
What's going on with the Dodgers, Masood? What's going on, man?
Right, good question.
Well, the problem is they suck right now because we don't have the big bearded guy.
Turner.
You know what I'm saying? Once he gets back, I think we'll be in rhythm. But right now, we can't hit, we can't pitch, we can't do a goddamn thing.
Dilly dilly!
Dilly dilly!
Nope. Listen to how hard they're laughing. That's the funniest thing that's ever been said in that bar. What's happening? Oh.
Dilly dilly!
Dilly dilly!
Are you a Dodger fan, Brian?
Yes.
How do you think the season's going so far?
I'm mad that the Kings are out of the playoffs. Right?
I'm here with
Carly.
Carly, how do you think the Dodgers season is going so far?
Not the best.
What do you think needs to happen in order for them to go back to the World Series and win it?
Wow. Seager's out for the season now, but Justin's going to be back soon, so maybe we could pick it up a little bit.
Amy, are you a Dodgers fan?
Yes, sir, I am.
How do you think the season is faring so far?
Well, I haven't really watched any of it yet.
What has stopped you from watching it?
I don't even think it's baseball season.
Good point.
Is it?
It is. Ramson, I know you're not a baseball or...
Yes, I am.
Told me the other night that you're not.
I'm supposed to... Well, I won't watch it.
You told me the other day that you're not, and I'm so confused right now.
Jeez. Good God.
That's how it ends, a little lover's squabble.
Never, ever stop doing what you're doing, Beer Bucks.
Told me the other night that you're not.
I'm supposed to... Well, I won't watch it.
You told me the other day that you're not, and I'm so confused right now.
I need a kiss and makeup. I'm very excited about this. We may be the only radio show in America that's doing haiku, by the way.
And is that a positive, would you say?
I mean, we're hundreds of years behind the trend.
Or ahead but the next trend.
We're going to give somebody on hold right now tickets to the show a week from Saturday, the 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast, Saturday, May 12th at StubHub Center. By the way... Seats still available, AXS.com. If you want to buy them, and you should, it's going to be a great show. Let's play some Haiku.
Haiku! Hai!
There you go. Okay, so Japanese art form of poetry, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Allie, you seem to be really good at counting syllables on the fly.
She does it with her fingers, though. Yeah. I just want to point that out.
I mean, it's a gift.
Okay. It's still good. Yeah. So keep your ears peeled for us if we have any violators here. We'll do the best we can to check. But all right, who's up first?
Manny in Montebello. Hi.
Morning, party people.
Good
How
morning.
How you doing?
We are good. Thank you.
Good. Thanks to you and everybody for calling in, holding on for a few minutes. We appreciate it. So you got a haiku for us. The best one wins tickets for the Weenie Roast. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Nights full of music with Blink, Rise Against, Killing. Beat racing through me.
That's a haiku.
That's a haiku. It's a haiku, everybody. That's a haiku, everybody.
Gotcha. That was very exciting, too. I mean, it had a thrilling conclusion. I got to tell you, I was impressed by that, Manny. Please hold on, sir.
Let's go to Eric in Torrance. Hi, Eric.
Good morning.
Welcome to... Haiku! Hi! Seats in the second row at the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
My wife loves panic. If I lose, she'll get frantic. Please save my marriage.
That's a haiku.
That's
really.
And it also had a kind of a rhyme in it, too, right? By the way, which is not necessary, but very impressive. All right, well done, sir.
All right, let's go to Cameron and Corona. Hi.
Hi. Hi, party people.
Good morning.
Cameron, it says here that you are an English professor. Where do you teach?
I teach at Norco College.
And do you have, is haiku, is that part of the syllabus?
I guess we're about to see.
Cameron's okay. A ringer.
That's what I was wondering. I wonder if we got a professional on the line here. All right. Good luck, sir. Let's hear it.
All right. Good luck, sir. Let's hear it.
The first Weenie Roast of memory giving life, dancing with my wife.
It's a haiku.
Also a haiku.
Haiku. Hey. Right. Well done.
I have to tell you, I'm very impressed by the quality of the high twos this morning.
Brian in Westminster, hi there.
Hello.
Thank you for holding on. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, when you hear the music, go ahead and start. And...
been awake since 12. Never been to Weenie Roast. Say hi to Doto.
That is hi to.
Yes.
Hi to. Hi. And it had a plot twist at the end, too. All right, we got time for a couple of more. Who's up next?
Next is Heather from La Mirada. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready?
Ooh, a lady haiku. Yeah.
Okay. Is that rare?
It has been so far.
All right. Here you go.
I want to party. Take me to the weenie roast. Let's go second row.
Yes. It is a haiku.
Hi, two. Hi. All right. No, no syllable busters so far.
Right?
No,
just
very Kevin. Impressive.
Just me.
Just Kevin, right. Example.
Dana in Saugus. Hi.
Hi.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
What do you think of your competition so far?
It's been tough.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Second row.
Yeah, I've heard some good ones.
All right.
Yeah, me too. Second row, weenie roast tickets for your haiku. When the music starts, you do too.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Going to the weenie roast is my greatest dream.
Wait.
Ellie's looking at her fingers. Try it again.
Do a 5-7-5.
Oh, I had it backwards. Or
No.
I think just it was take just... a take a break between the second and third verse.
Okay. Hey, Kevin and Bean.
Yes.
Going to the weenie roast is my greatest dream.
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, look at that!
Hi,
yes.
Hey.
Nicely done. All right, I've got the strength for one more. How about y'all?
All right, let's go to Spencer in Glendale. Hi, Spencer.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
Is this taxing on you, Bean? You're tired?
It is. It's very exhausting. It's too much stress.
I mean, they're coming up with the haikus, but...
I know. It's still hard.
All right. When you hear the music, you go. Ready?
Sure.
All right. When you hear the music, when you hear the music, then you go. Ready? Okay. So, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, so...
Okay, what's the problem, do you think, Spencer?
What's stopping you from giving us your haiku? I mean, why are you not giving us your haiku?
You want me to go after the music or during the music?
As soon as it's...
Oh.
You're unbelievable. No. As soon as it starts...
No.
Haven't you been on hold to hear all of the other people do it over the music?
What's happening, Spencer?
I told you this was exhausting, you guys.
It is now. Spencer, you ready?
I'm ready.
Last chance.
Send me the show. Rise against dirty heads. Go.
I don't even know what happened.
Yeah, go indeed. Yeah, okay. Just, all right. Thank you, Spencer.
No. All right. So no.
All right. So no. Drawing, you guys?
Sure.
I think so.
You have a favorite. Okay.
I thought they were all very good. I was really impressed. So Manny and Eric and Cameron and Brian and Heather and Dana, thank you all for calling and sharing your high twos with us. But there can only be one winner, Miss Allie McKay. Who's that going to be today?
The winner is Heather.
Heather. Yay! Congratulations, Heather.
Oh, my God.
Tickets in the second row. Enjoy. And thanks for giving us your high two. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Best viral videos of the week for you just after 7. And then the phone topic you've been demanding. What do Kevin and Bean do to annoy you? You listen to the show. You like the show. But there's something that drives you crazy every time you hear it. And I'm just going to save you the effort of calling and saying the Armenian comedian we know.
Is the best part of the show. Is that what you're going to finish?
And there's the problem right there.
How dare
Somebody's still on board with Sam.
How dare you?
So what do Kevin and Bean do that annoy you? Coming up as our phoner in the 7 o'clock hour. First, though, Thursday morning, Allie's here. Another look at what's happening.
Well, we've all seen those fan-made compilations that merge Star Wars and Arrested Development.
Yes.
Some joyous things out there on the interwebs. But this is the official Star Wars Arrested Development mashup as narrated by Ron Howard. The mashup is a recap of Star Wars A New Hope in the style of Arrested Development.
Meet Darth Vader. He's upset because his daughter, Princess Leia, stole his secret plans.
I want to know what happened to the plans.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She actually did. Fortunately, Leia's droids landed in the backyard of Luke Skywalker, who found her secret message.
Who is she? She's beautiful.
She's his sister.
It's so good. And by the way,
genius.
Yeah, it ends with on the next Star Wars. So giving us a little bit of hope that he's going to do this for all of them.
That would be awesome.
It is amazing. And as we heard yesterday, Netflix announced a remix of the fourth season. So instead of all the separate storylines for each character, they're now going to be interwoven in the 22-episode arc with Arrested Development Season 4 Remix, Fateful Consequences. And that is out tomorrow.
So much good news this morning.
It's
I
like
love
they
that.
Just, they're like, hey, we made you happy yesterday with that news. Here's some Star Wars Arrested Development mashups for you. I mean, they're just too good to us, is what I'm saying.
And I love Ron Howard so much.
He's the best. He is absolutely the best. Speaking of the best, I know that Chip follows him on Instagram, as everyone should. Chris Pratt. You guys following him?
Yes.
Oh,
he's the best.
He has a farm up in Washington. It's always videos of animals. It's just him being rad. His beard is just growing in all nice. Listen, I like Chris Pratt, is right. I think what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, he announced a pretty big deal. You can win a trip to the Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom premiere with Chris Pratt.
On the red carpet.
On the red carpet. You are going to get flown out to L.A., put up in a hotel, meet and take selfies with Chris, go to the after party, and walk the red carpet with Chris. No big deal. And it's all to benefit a great cause. He is supporting the Special Olympics of Washington, and every $10 is a chance to win. So if you do $50, that's 5 entries. So I don't know if
is
that
it five
ups
times
your
odds?
Chances.
How does that work?
I knew it was going to. I am not quite sure how that works.
I think that's how it works.
But you have now through June 1st to enter at crowdrise.com. So if you want to hang out on a red carpet with Chris Pratt, go to an after party, basically have the greatest night of your life. No big deal.
Guess
and
that'd be
supporting
all right.
a great cause. And he kept updating the videos. He's like, I guess I wasn't really clear. And then the next one was when it was. So I guess it's June 12th. And then the next video, he was like, and it's open up to everyone around the world. Say if you're in Brazil or if you're in South America. But he did say, I believe North Korea was not able to enter.
Correct. North Korea is the only one where you can't enter.
So sorry.
They're probably not watching that Instagram.
Yeah, they're probably not hearing this either.
Right.
So.
Right.
We're good, Chris, is all I'm saying. Listen, did I reach out to Chris Pratt in a post where he has a big old bass fish in his hand? And I was like, listen, my parents live on a lake in Maine known for its bass.
I'm guessing you did.
Very willing to show you around. I'll let you know if I hear back.
I may have also commented on that post.
Yeah, just saying. The man, he fishes.
Right.
Got a beard. He loves animals.
Right.
He helps out the Special Olympics. Like, be more awesome. You can't, is what I am saying. Then we move on to Kanye West. There's
right?
now a petition for Adidas to cut ties with Kanye West. This is the same week as his new Yeezy collection is due to launch. The Hollywood Reporter says Kanye's comments calling slavery a choice have led to the petition to boycott Kanye.
But what about boopity-scoop? Mm. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
What about that?
Whoop-dee-scoop-whoop-poop.
I mean, really?
I don't know if they took that into consideration.
They should have. What made you think that it was cool to say that?
Right. By the way, his new collection goes live this Saturday, featuring $400 shorts and $450 tights. What? What is wrong with people buying
and
this stuff?
And they sell.
Oh, sell out.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then people put them up on eBay for double and people buy it. It's insane.
What's Adidas saying?
What is what?
What's Adidas saying?
Nothing.
You said that they've been pressured to cut ties with him after the remarks. Are they responding at all?
No. I mean, I think he's probably their biggest brand ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to cut ties with them. Do you?
Yeah, probably
they
not.
They need a little more pressure, I guess, before they're willing to cut off that cash cow.
Yeah. Really sad news. Former Cars frontman Rick Ocasek and his supermodel wife, Paulina Porizkova, have decided to split. 28 years of marriage. People magazine said that she dropped the bombshell on Instagram yesterday, saying they've been peacefully separated for the past year. Here's her quote. Our family always has been and still is a well-built car. When the four of us are together, we can go wherever the road takes us. But as a bicycle, my husband and I can no longer pedal in unison. So we're ditching the bicycle. Oh, my God.
That's pretty well said.
That's pretty awesome, right? And the fact that he's from the cars, and it's a car analogy, and they met on the video shoot for the song Drive. A lot of transportation involved in that update.
That is true.
And we wish them well. I mean, especially him, because, wow, did he marry up, right? Why the long face, Rick, is all I'm saying.
We never expected those two would last 29 years, I'll tell you that.
Well, and they didn't. It was only 28. Losers. Right?
Right? Losers.
I'm sorry for saying why the long face. That was mean. You can't help it. My face is like, fat and circular.
Okay.
So call me Rick is what I'm saying. Some birthdays for you. Actor Dulay Hill. Actress Christina Hendricks, dancer Cheryl Burke, and sportscaster Greg Gumbel. And that's what's happening.
Dr. Drew on the program today with his Thursday weekly visit and more tickets in the second row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. No Fiesta this year?
It's not in the title, no.
Is it not going to be a party atmosphere?
It will be a party atmosphere, yes.
All right.
It's
hope
not
Fiesta,
named Weenie Roast Fiesta.
I just hope Fiesta Ing is still happening.
Oh,
that's
it'll still
I'm
happen,
saying.
Yeah.
Hey, King, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Nice batch of videos for the roundup this week, including if you've ever wanted to see a surfer get wiped out by a dolphin.
It's pretty sweet.
It's hilarious to me how many dolphins were coming right at that dude. One of them just jumped up and just took the dude out. And also a very funny video of what happens when a streaker runs across the entire outfield at a minor league baseball game.
Now, do you think that dolphin purposely jumped at him and
yeah,
took him out,
for
right?
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
No, they
yeah,
chatted, like, underwater.
How did that sound, Allie?
And then his friends were like...
That's painful.
Yeah, that happened.
It's time for a brand new Kevin B. The Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
A lot of people having fun with Alexa on the internet. There's a lot of very funny videos with people asking hilarious questions or challenging questions or causing Alexa to have a breakdown. This is different from all of those. Now, it's going to be annoying at first.
But later it's going to be really annoying.
It's yeah, going to be hilarious later. You do not expect what this is going to sound like, but it started out with the owner asking Alexa a simple math question.
Alexa, what is 10 to the power of 308?
10 to the power of 308 is 1000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
lot of zeros, but at some point she mixes it up and it starts to get a little provocative.
Provocative?
Is that provocative?
Go on.
Oh, things are progressing nicely.
Alexa, you devil. You sexy beast. You go, girl.
It wasn't a very good ending, I'll tell you that.
You go, girl.
He did.
I mean,
he did.
Oh, my God.
I haven't heard any sounds like that for a very long time, and I enjoyed it. I've been saying all along that I've found no reason to get an Alexa.
Now you know why.
I think I do. Yeah. I love this guy. He's posted some videos we've hosted in the past on the Roundup. Is he a comedian, this LeCedric, do you think? Or is he just make funny videos? Just a dude.
He's just a dude who Snapchats and puts videos on YouTube. Yeah,
I love him. He's so funny. And this has happened to all of us, where you see an article of clothing and it looks so great on the model or on the mannequin or something. And then you get it home and you realize you just can't pull it off. And that's what happened to this guy when he got a Black Panther t-shirt.
You know, when you're a certain size, you just can't order stuff offline. You know, you guys, I've been really Wakanda forever. I'm here for all of us. But I ordered this online, and I'm ready. Like, just got out of church. I'm trying to go to the gym, trying to hit it. Bought all the new workout outfit, and my Wakanda shirt came in. This is not a Wakanda. I don't know what this is, but I ordered a 3X, and they sent me a medium zero. Why am I looking voluptuous up in this? I don't look like Black Panther at all. I look like I ate him, Killmonger, and the sister. This is not of Africa in April. I don't know what this is, but I can't even breathe. I am not the Black Panther. I am the chocolate bear. This, I paid $27 for this damn shirt. I'm wearing this.
Listen, bro.
It's way too small.
Listen,
for him.
I feel your pain, man. I'm looking at you, top man, trying to wear some shirts, and they say extra large, but really they're mediums.
And the next thing you know, you got boobs, like what happened to Liz Hendricks.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel, who still has the best of all the late night talk shows, did his mean tweets, this time with the cast of The Avengers, and it's very funny, the mean things people say to them online.
Scarlett Johansson has the emotional range of a f***ing celery. I hate white people. All of us?
Don Cheadle looked like a mix between a beetle, a muskrat, and a roach. That's just f***ed up.
I bet Tom Holland is one of those whiteys who claps when the plane lands.
Also, while I'm comparing old men to reptiles, ever notice that Samuel L. Jackson looks like a snapping turtle?
True. If a girl wants to f*** Paul Rudd, chances are she'll f*** you too. Hashtag Paul Rudd is un***able.
How did the coolest, blackest dude in the galaxy end up with some white, red-ass name like Chadwick?
The Avengers have been all over TV doing press for this Infinity War movie, and I still think there are way too many of them, by the way. But I got to give credit to The Tonight Show. We don't often feature them in the Internet Roundup, but they put them together, and they did a Marvel parody of the Brady Bunch theme song. So you see them all in their individual squares like the old TV theme, and it starts off with Robert Downey Jr., and Chris Evans is in it, and Chris Pratt is in it, and they're all singing this song about how the Avengers came together. It's pretty clever.
Here's the story of a playboy genius who was gearing up to form some sort of crew.
One's a former Russian spy.
A god of thunder.
One fought in World War II.
It's the story of a handsome Star-Lord, like the greatest to ever walk the earth by far.
And a Falcon.
A magic doctor.
Wakanda forever.
All the heroes were assembled to fight a villain who packed much more than a punch. And this crew was labeled the Avengers. That's the way we all became the Marvel Bunch. The Marvel Bunch. The Marvel Bunch.
Right?
They're all pretty really good singers,
right?
Too.
And Jimmy Fallon wasn't in it, which was the best part.
Which is shocking because he usually forces himself into all of his star stuff. Anyway, it's a nice batch. Check it out at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Look. Do we want to open the doors here, Bean? Is this what we want to do? Because there's still time to reconsider.
I know.
We don't have to do this.
I've been thinking about this. We got an email a while ago that said, and I'm so apologetic to this listener for this great idea, but I can't find your email to give you the credit.
It may not be a great idea is what I'm saying.
Well, we'll find out. Okay. He said, I'm a longtime listener of the show, which we very much appreciate. He says, I listen to you guys every day. Thank you. But I got to be honest, when you do blank, I can't turn the radio off fast enough. So it was constructive criticism. And he suggested in his email, beyond just writing about his thing, he said, I'm sure there are a lot of people in my boat who like you guys, maybe even love you guys, but you drive them crazy because of a thing that you say or do on the show that they hate. Wouldn't it be fun to hear what it is that Kevin and Bean do that annoy other listeners?
Right. And I'd like to just suggest again, the ship has not left the harbor, and we're all good so far.
Remember,
and we haven't taken any calls.
Remember a couple months ago when we did, you met Kevin and Bean, and they were dicks.
Yes, oh yeah.
And remember how fun that was, not for the person who was the dick, but for everybody else in the room
right.
about that person being the dick. By the way, I think I took the brunt of that one. But this is kind of the follow-up to You Met Kevin DeBean and They Were Dick. This is, you listen to Kevin DeBean, you're a fan of the show, but fill in the blank. We want the thing that annoys you that we do or say or hear, because I, look,
everybody. How do you pick just one?
Well, I know. And you, if you have a list, we'll hear your list.
I mean.
Okay. What about that, Allie? You've already heard from somebody on that today.
I can't.
Okay.
I mean, and I can't. Or two
I
of them.
Mean, and I can't. Listen, right. I guarantee the person that said that about me adds an X to espresso. So let's
you.
Just.
Now, are we being defensive or are we accepting the criticism?
I can't.
Okay. Right.
We can disagree. Okay. We can decide that we still are going to do it. Okay. We're certainly not offering to change or to stop doing
Good.
Whatever it is.
Look.
But I think.
Look.
But I think it's interesting to be aware of. And by the way, Allie, that is a perfect example. There are people who listen and are delighted by you every day doing what's happening, but they hate it when they hear you say, I can't. For whatever reason, yeah. That's the thing that sticks in their craw.
I can't.
Okay, so 1-800.
Ooh, I have one. Can I have
oh,
one?
Oh, yeah.
1-800-520-1067. If you want to call or text, what do Kevin and Bean do that annoys you? Let's go to Kevin in Tarzana. Kevin, you're on the air.
And I feel like I have a really good relationship with Allie, and we talk back and forth a lot about things, uh-huh. But she says the word anywho. And
anywho.
And it makes me want to take my life.
Oh, I'm so glad I know
just,
that now. I
just suffered in silence.
Anywho.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. If you'd like to call, we'll hear your complaint, and maybe we'll accept it, and maybe we won't.
I do know that Valentine's Day drives people crazy, and I wish I could. I think we might have started that way back in the day when we had a young man who worked on our program named Michael the Maintenance Man who always said Valentine's Day, and I think we were so tickled by that we started saying Valentine's Day. Does that sound right?
Yes, I think a lot of these are those that we do on purpose, ironically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anytime you say Valentine's...
You're not being serious.
Right. We're not being serious. We're just trying to be funny.
Yeah, we know the difference.
It
just cracks us up that people say Valentine's, and it's apparently pretty popular. Apparently
sure.
A lot of people say it, but those who just hear it just think we're idiots, which may also be true. All right. All the phones are ringing, but they haven't put anybody up yet, right? Do I have that?
No, that's correct. Yes.
I know this. I am going to ramp up the anywho.
Come on now.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to start saying it too.
Yeah. Do it, Chip. It feels good.
Have you not heard that from anyone else?
No, anywho is delightful.
Okay.
Doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother Bean. All right. Just me. That's worse now.
Look.
Right?
Look.
I can't even.
I'll tell you another one. I'll tell you another one that I've heard, which is, hear my whole thing. Which grammatically isn't right.
Correct.
Right.
But it's a tribute to Santa Carl.
Right.
Sure.
That's what it is.
It's yeah.
Santa Carl says that. We love Santa Carl, so we want to be like Santa Carl. Mm. So we say, hear my whole thing. All right.
I want to start with Tim.
All right. Let's start with Tim.
Get it going.
I know we were slow getting them on hold, but I have a feeling we'll never be able to stop these calls from coming in.
Correct.
I have a feeling this is the phone topic for the rest of the year.
Tim from Huntington Beach. Hi.
Hey, so I love you guys, and I listen to the podcast every day. I listen to you on the way to work.
Thank you very much.
One thing I'll always come back to is somebody trying to show you guys Thrice at some party or something a while back.
There was a singles party in Las Vegas.
When you guys took the CD and tossed it in the pool.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh,
Bean
wow.
was standing there, and somebody came up with a Thrice CD and said, this is really good. And Bean, to his credit, I just want to explain this. He didn't look at it.
Right.
He didn't listen to it. There was no judgment.
Just
he
instinct.
He just took it from the guy's hand and tossed it in the pool. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And then, like, the next year, Thrice was playing, like, the Weenie Roast or something.
Oh,
yeah, they
funny.
Totally blew up. They turned out to be a really good band and really nice guys.
Tim, you didn't find that funny.
No, actually, they were my favorite band, still are my favorite band, but, I mean, they were
he
on the radio.
He didn't know it was them, though, is the real point.
Yeah, I didn't know it was them. It was nothing against Thrice. I was just trying to crack that guy up who handed me the CD.
I'm going to deny it. I love that.
Tim, thank you for continuing to listen, sir. We appreciate it. All right. Let's try, let's go to line four, please. Let's get our friend Raul on the air.
Hey, Raul.
Hey, guys. I've been listening for 23 years.
God bless you.
I got to tell you, this last year, I was ready to give up on you guys.
Wow.
Oh, and, man.
Every day, I'm so mad. I wake up. I'm telling you, I listen to you guys because you guys did not ever talk to Piggy Smalls. He was on the wheel forever.
I support Raul in this. I do.
Till this day.
So, and but we stopped doing the wheel. So now what do you do?
Well, it's even worse now, you know. But I blame you, Kevin, because you were on vacation when they took Piggy Smalls off the wheel. And
I
know you were.
I would have fought for it. I would have fought for Piggy Smalls.
And now we just leave you hanging because it's just not going to happen anymore. So...
Well,
I feel terrible for
them. All disappointment all the time, so what can I ask for? I'm just
disappointed right?
every day.
Lower your standards.
No, that's legit.
Yeah,
I think
have been lowered, guys. Trust me.
I think Raul is legit.
We'll
I think he's right about that. All right, let's do Ray Chatsworth, please, if you wouldn't mind. Line six on the Kevin and Bean Show. The topic is, what do Kevin and Bean do that annoy you?
Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What do we do that annoys you?
All right, so my fiance and I have been listening forever. You guys are amazing. Al, you guys are awesome. But we cannot stand whenever you do stories about things that aren't suitable for kids and you start playing the FCC warnings. You play like
this program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
Viewer discretion advised. The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Viewer discretion is advised.
The following program is a dramatic reenactment. Certain events have been altered. And made
you love
enhanced.
It.
Really, that drives you crazy because we find it funny.
Oh, I know you do, but then you play 9 million of them.
We
and
do.
Then by the time I get to work, I haven't even heard the story.
Then you don't hear the story.
Well, let me just say this about that.
We must warn you, some of the subject matter of this story is on the mature side.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate that. See, that's
this
funny.
This program contains adult content and is not meant for children.
Warning. What you are about to witness are stunts performed by experienced professionals.
Not exactly.
Do not try this at home.
All right, let's take a quick break. I think this is going to be fun, you guys.
Sure.
1-800-520-1067. Look, we know Kevin and Bean annoy you.
Look.
But how do they annoy you? What's your special hell that
Why
you
Why do you
get
keep referring to them as they? It's we. You're part of they.
Right, but I... But
how do we annoy you?
See, now I'm annoyed by me.
Okay.
All right, we'll take your calls next on Kramer.
All right, just ahead of Red Hot Chili Peppers, let's take one call. Let's make it Carolyn, talking about things we do that annoy you. Hi, Carolyn.
Hey there.
Hey,
I've
good morning.
I've listened to you guys forever.
Thank you.
Good morning. And the thing that has always bothered me is Bean breathing into the microphone. You got to stop.
Amen, sister.
What?
I said, amen, sister. You're absolutely right.
Okay. That, by the way, was Bean speaking.
What are you going to do about it?
Right?
I
follow
know.
That up, Carolyn.
I would like to not breathe in an annoying way for people, but I have a honked up nose, and I do the best I can.
Can you unhonk it? Is there surgery or something?
I never tried to do it, but I am aware of it, and we do get that complaint a lot, and I apologize. I'll look, all I can do is keep trying to do better, okay? Thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks, have a great day.
Okay, you too.
She wants me to stop breathing, you guys.
I mean,
I could read that in a very hurtful way, but I'm trying not to. Getting right back to your calls on what Kevin and Bean do that annoy you. First, though, a couple of texts and tweets. Let me see here. I've been listening to Kevin and Bean for 23 years, and I've threatened to leave almost daily because the most annoying thing about you both is I can't tell your voices apart.
Oh, we hear that all the time.
At least when Bean was gone, I knew it was Kevin speaking. This is Matt from Boston, Alley, from the 413. I'm annoyed that there are fewer moments with than there used to be. Get it together or stop having it all together.
I agree, Kevin. Step it up.
I mean, all right.
714, Chris, you annoy me most when you play too many Rodney Bingenheimer clips of him asking why.
Why?
Because I just think he doesn't like it.
Why?
Because he doesn't think there's an answer to the question when Rodney asks why.
Why?
Because at a certain point, it just becomes repetitive and annoying.
Why?
Anti-Midas writes in on Twitter, when you guys say, I says, I absolutely cringe.
Yeah, we do that on purpose, too.
And finally, Sarah, give Bean the goddamn great news echo already. Thank you, Sarah. No, not yet. You gotta wait. No,
she said she wanted you to have it.
Right, all right. So after goddamn, then you bring it up. Sarah says, give Bean the... Nope, until wait till you're goddamn the breath. Give Bean the goddamn great news echo already. So there you go. Nice. Mission accomplished. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Let's get right back to your calls. Why don't we try Daniel? Line one, please. He's calling us from Westminster.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're good. What do we do that annoys you?
Well, it is. You guys have never annoyed me in all these years of listening
that
to you.
That is ridiculous.
It is. But about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago, you guys were talking on the radio about what annoys you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was the word literally. So I was listening that day, and ever since then, I don't know if it's just me now, kind of like when you get a new car and you think it's just your car, and then you see your car everywhere.
Right, yeah, right. Thing. Now, once something's pointed out, you can't avoid it no matter what.
Right. And now it seems like you guys say literally more than any other word I hear from you guys.
We literally do.
Well, the
you literally do.
But I think what's going on here is, look, we don't have any problem with the word literally. We only want it used properly. That's all. We just don't want people to say, I was literally on fire when I heard it, you know, because unless you were literally on fire. So I think the word is okay to use. It just has to be used properly. I think that's all we're asking.
All right.
It is. But the next day after, you guys were saying literally in a connotation that was exactly what you didn't like.
Look, you're right. You're right, Daniel. We accept that. Thank you for the call.
He's literally right.
All right, let's go to Michelle in Woodland Hills. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, what do we do that annoys you?
So, Kevin's Bean voice.
Oh, when I do my impersonation of Bean with his tweets and stuff?
Definitely, yeah.
Hey, come on.
What's
spot on?
What's your problem with it? Is it you can't tell it from the real Bean?
It just grates on me. It's more annoying than Bean's voice.
Why?
Thank you for the call. Again, we're not promising to change anything, but it's good to know. Let's try John, please. Line 8, Huntington Park.
Hey, John.
Hey, bud.
You, we know you.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning, John.
Well, ooh, tone change.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, you got to stop saying Alexa.
Alexa, porn. Right? What?
Well, see, you just set her off. There's so many people like me that have Sonos all throughout their house.
Uh-huh.
And you guys talk about her, and then she goes, yes.
Right.
No.
Wait, when we say Alexa?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just clarifying to make sure that we know. Does it matter if I say Alexa or if Bean does?
No, it doesn't matter. You just say her name.
What about
Alexa? If I said, Alexa, Alexa, turn on the television? Like that would bother you?
Oh, no. When you say her name, it sets it off because I
don't
understand. Entire house.
So which one of us is it?
Who says Alexa? Is it when Kevin says
anyone
it?
When I say Alexa.
Name.
Well, how about Bean, though?
All right, let me try. Let me try to, because I'm not sure I understand either.
Okay.
Alexa, lemonparty.org.
Good luck with that one. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
Allie, is May still a TV sweeps month?
Oh, yeah. May is kind of the biggest one. May and November tend to be the biggest ones.
So this is when the news tells you about how your pillowcase will murder you.
Your sandbox is killing your child.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no news now, not till later tonight.
Yeah, it'll be the last story of the news.
Right, exactly. We got a story coming up next that might as well be called The Orgy Next Door.
Oh.
Anything they can do to get you to tune in for that report. But, Kevin, you're all up in this one, right?
Yes, I am, so to speak.
Why?
All right. So The Orgy Next next door. Coming up right after 8 on K-Rock. First, Allie's here with what's happening on a Thursday morning.
Do you guys remember that video of Kevin Hart showed him with another woman? They claimed they had no idea they were being taped. And then it was shopped around. TMZ had it. He had to apologize to his wife. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Hart said, I'm being extorted. This person wanted money to not release this. Well, we now know who was extorting Kevin Hart.
Okay.
It is,
Rock? Was it The Rock?
No, it was not. It's a man named Jonathan Todd Jackson, and he faces two felony counts, attempted extortion and extortion by threatening letter. Here's the thing. It's Kevin Hart's really, really close friend of 15 years.
That sucks.
Yeah. He goes by JT. He's an actor, close friend of Kevin's, was in SWAT, Naked, even in Kevin's movie, Think Like a Man 2. Tons of pictures of them together. He was even at his bachelor party.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Really, really kind of gross. But Kevin tweeted, mind blown, hurt, at a loss for words, and simply in complete disbelief at the moment. Wow. Yeah. So it's not good to cheat on your pregnant wife.
Right.
And B, it's not good when the person extorting you is a close friend.
Stop it.
So there you go. The more you know.
Right.
And that's one to grow on, essentially. Good
time. Anywho.
Anywho.
She doesn't need help, Bean.
I mean. Hey, Guns N' Roses. What?
What is a good question?
Right. So they launched a new website with the clock counting down to Friday at midnight. And people were trying to figure out, what is it going to be? Are they announcing a tour with all the original members? What's happening? And of course, a band not known for being on time to things. People were saying maybe it has to do with the 30th anniversary reissue of Appetite for Destruction. Because they're never on time. It is the 31st anniversary reissue of that. And turns out Guns N' Roses have announced a deluxe reissue of Appetite for Destruction featuring, are you ready?
I'm not sure.
49 unreleased tracks.
No.
Not four, not nine, 49.
What are your guys' feelings on this? Because I feel like if they left 49 off, there's probably a pretty good reason that they left most of them off. Right?
One would think.
You go.
That's a lot of Guns N' Roses.
Right?
It's possible.
What are your feelings on 49 unreleased songs?
It's possible that there could be some gems in there that might make it worth checking out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's going to be a total of 73 tracks spread out over four CDs and seven 12-inch LPs. So that's it's a lot.
It's a lot of Guns N' Roses.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot right there.
Why didn't Izzy get to join the Guns N' Roses reunion? I know they had a lot of problems with Steven Adler, the drummer, but why didn't Izzy get to join? I always felt like he was a good dude and they got along, but apparently not.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay.
We'll do some research.
We sure will.
We'll get right back to you on that.
Absolutely.
Give us a call.
I don't think we
I'm talking
that.
To Bean.
Okay. Sandra Bullock. She has had some really whack job stalkers. One that he did some bad stuff years ago. And police went to serve a warrant at this man's house in La Crescenta, California. And they had a whole barricade situation yesterday. He said he had a weapon, was threatening to kill the officers. SWAT was called. 5-hour standoff. The police finally entered the house and found that he had killed himself.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
Ugh. Bad day.
Wow.
Bad day, everybody.
Maybe an understatement.
Yeah. But no longer a stalker. Upside?
Sure.
Okay. Moving on. Bill Cosby. Wow. He's.
Couldn't have been him.
It wasn't him. The Television Academy has removed Bill Cosby's name from their website. And a TV Academy spokesperson told The Wrap that Cosby has not been removed from the Hall of Fame, but his name was removed from the website. Oof, that's going to stick.
Right?
Right?
That'll hurt.
And
why so soon?
A bust of Cosby that they had on display at the Academy will not be put back on display. So the bust of his face
that's not
and
being
his
displayed
name,
now
gone.
Okay.
Still though in the Hall of Fame. I guess Bean, we've discussed this. You feel that people should be able to separate the artist from the art?
I think it's a case by case basis based on what the person has done.
Mm-hmm.
I can completely understand why nobody could look at Bill Cosby's face and find anything that comes out of his mouth funny at this point. I totally get that.
Yeah,
because what he did was so heinous and so wrong.
Agreed. There's going to be a sequel to Happy Death Day. That movie made about $123 million. So Happy Death Day 2 is beginning production a week from today. And it's going to pick up where the first film left off in Back to the Future-like style. Okay.
All right.
Do you like death?
Bean does, yeah.
Bean loves death.
Mm-hmm.
Bean, we're going to talk about this next hour. United Airlines changing their policy about animals traveling on board. Because one of your dogs, or both your dogs, they can't fly right now, right?
Correct, yes.
They're on the snub-nosed dog list.
That's right.
French bulldogs, pugs, not allowed to fly. Well, there is a whole slew of other breeds of dogs that United Airlines will not
is this
be letting
because
travel
it's,
on board.
It's not healthy for the dog?
Not healthy for the dog. And I think that, you know, putting the little Frenchie up in the overhead bin
that
and then having it suffocate
wow. Oh,
might
wow.
Might have led to some changes with United Airlines. But
doesn't sound like the dog is the problem. Sounds like the people are the problem.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the different breeds and specific airports that you will not be able to travel with your dog to during certain months because of the heat. Might affect your summer plans, y'all. Some birthdays for you. Dancer Cheryl Burke, sportscaster Greg Gumbel, actor Dulé Hill, and actress Christina Hendricks. And that's what's happening.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
I just thought I'd, you know, start with that. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:06.
Dr. Drupinski joins us with his Thursday weekly visit coming up next hour. And before that, we got another chance at, I don't know, second row tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roost for you. If you want to be up close to see Blink 182 and Panic at the Disco and Rise Against and all the rest, don't forget, tickets are still on sale at AXS.com. But why buy them when you can win them in less than an hour in the second row? Coming up on K-Rock.
So in Colorado, there's a upscale neighborhood that has a house that has sex parties.
Go like on. A designated house?
I believe so.
What's the address?
This is the news report.
Neighbors say they have had enough after a homeowner in Castle Rock starts throwing sex parties. Thank you so much for joining us at 9:30. I'm Erica Gonzalez.
I'm Jeremy Hubbard. You heard her right. They said they called the police, and when that didn't do anything, they decided to contact the Fox 31 problem solvers. Tonight, Shaw Turner speaking to both sides of this controversy and joins us live tonight. Shaw?
Well, Jeremy, Fox 31 obtained this invitation inviting 400 people to a sex party on Avery Street, a quiet street here in Castle Rock.
400 people.
That's the part that got me.
Do you know 400 people?
No.
Who can invite 400 people?
And what house can hold 400 people?
It's a huge house. It's a really nice neighborhood and a huge house.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, so far, so good, right?
And I hate to put my own ignorance on display, but how does that even work? How do you even manage an orgy of that size?
Well, when a boy loves a girl.
Okay.
Okay.
They call it the big playhouse.
By the way, they call it the Thunder Road Playhouse or something.
Oh, dear.
Like that. Yeah.
Now, neighbors say the next scheduled party, there's going to be a surprise. They're going to plan a block party to ward off any guests. But the host of these parties is standing his ground.
Now, so the neighborhood's going to throw a block party so that none of the 400 people can get to the house where they're having the sex party.
Oh, they're just trying to use up all the street parking, maybe. Okay.
Yeah. Why are there buzzkills?
Right? Bus them in.
Right.
Amber says she's had it with the parties going on at the house across the street.
I can tell you right now, Amber's not getting any, and this is the problem.
And they all have sex with each other.
Her suspicions were confirmed by this party invitation sent to her anonymously by a concerned neighbor.
Absolutely shocked.
It boasts of a 7,500-square-foot home turned playhouse with
Whoa.
Every amenity, including alcohol, food, even a chocolate fountain.
It has a chocolate fountain!
I mean,
She's not saying any amenities that aren't at any party.
Right.
Alcohol, a chocolate fountain, unless...
It's not chocolate, sure. Yeah. I mean, sure, that joke comes to mind, but they have a chocolate fountain. I need the address now.
Look, when I first saw the headline for this, I thought, who cares what's going on right. in somebody else's house? But I also didn't realize the scale of 400 people coming over. That's a disruption to any neighborhood, no matter what they're coming up
just for. Because of parking and whatnot.
Yes, okay. And noise, yeah.
We can't show you the rest of this risque invitation.
A lot of people who were exiting were drunk.
And they seem to come from every walk of life.
Some of them so old that they struggled walking up the stairs. He was all proud that he had 4 crock pots.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far and I can't hear too good.
Oh, well, they're not ageist.
How is it possible that they're happy they got up the stairs? And they're going to a sex party.
Sex party, yeah.
How is that possible?
There might be, maybe there's some limited mobility moves that they're trying or something. I don't know.
There's a special wing in the house?
Right.
That they struggled walking up the stairs. He was all proud that he had 4 crock pots, you know, showing up like they were going to a bunco party or something.
Donations are taken at the door, $70 for couples or single men, $20 for women.
So she knocks on the door. No one answers. So then she calls.
I'm calling in regard to complaints from neighbors about a sex club being operated in the neighborhood. The Vox 31 problem solvers found the party organizer. He does not want to reveal his identity, but invited us into the home's main party room.
I love this. So they don't show him. They just show his hands, like, on his stomach. That's it. That's okay. All you see. But then, yeah. then they show you around the main party room.
Right.
And it's, you know, looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Put a chocolate fountain in there?
Sure.
Drinks? I mean, come on.
There was significant harassment so far that I've received from the neighbors.
A father and husband himself. He says he understands the neighbors' concerns.
And there are no open areas that you can see from outside to have the children or anybody seeing something they shouldn't see or don't want to see.
But that's not enough for Amber.
You could hear people doing what they're doing in there. Nobody is going to stand for it.
Amber's very upset.
Amber.
Amber needs to get laid. Am I right?
Do you think you can really hear what's happening in there?
That's what she claims. I doubt it because maybe you could hear the music.
Yeah.
But if it's a 7,500 square foot home,
right.
It's on a lot. It's not. This isn't an apartment and they're sharing a wall.
No, exactly. It's a standalone house.
I think Amber is just furious that sex is going on next door. Yeah.
There's no way they can hear unless people are screaming at the top of their lungs.
Right, right.
Like that old dude, you know, maybe.
Now, the host also tells Fox 31 that he's installed soundproofing in the house as well to make sure no one is disturbed by what is going on. Now, we asked Castle Rock Police. They are investigating this along with the HOA here and also the city.
All right. Take it easy, everybody. There's like 4 different agencies looking into this.
But they say at this point, he is well within the law the way he's doing this. So he can continue to have the parties unless it spills outside and is in the view of the public. By the way, 87 people have responded to this invitation to the Thunderstorm Playhouse.
Never know what's going on behind closed doors, Shaw. Thank you.
Right.
I have a legal question.
Okay.
If you have to pay a fee to get in to have sex, isn't that some sort of prostitution maybe? Could that be the hang-up here?
I don't know, Buzzkill. But
I'm just curious.
What's happening? Are you going to get some other agency on it?
No, I'm not.
People enjoy themselves.
I agree.
There's a chocolate fountain.
I agree. Let them enjoy themselves. Let the party go on.
Bean was gone for a minute and has heard from a lot of listeners. Mm-hmm. I think that's been really good for you, hasn't it, Bean?
Yes, it has been incredibly inspiring to hear from so many listeners who legitimately missed me and wished me well and shared their own stories and talked about how me sharing my story had been helpful for them. It has been a really wonderful bonding experience over the past few weeks. I really do appreciate that.
And now the celebrities are starting to fall in line and trying to welcome me back as well. Some of the biggest, brightest stars in Hollywood.
What do you mean?
Some of the biggest movies. I have a surprise for you. I have a surprise A-list guest for you.
That's not what's on the schedule for right now.
I know, but I didn't want to ruin the surprise. That's how surprises work, dude.
A celebrity?
Yep.
Ooh, go on.
You want to take some guesses?
Oh, I mean, I'd hate to.
Bigger.
Who's no matter the woman bigger. You love from Glow?
Oh, Alison Brie?
Yeah,
I don't even. Brie? Don't ever surprise me with Alison Brie. If Alison Brie's on the phone, I will fall apart.
Seriously, don't. It better not be Alison Brie.
Get Alison Brie.
No, do not. I can't talk to her. I love her that much. I can't talk to her. Don't do this to me. Don't embarrass me because I'm going to say a celebrity, and then the real celebrity is on the phone is going to get his or her feelings hurt that I didn't guess him or her.
I'm just okay. World of comedy. How about that? How about
somebody in the world of comedy? Mm-hmm. Well, could it be one of our great April Foolishness type comedians throughout the years, like Jeff Garlin or my good friend Jimmy Pardo or one of those? Maybe
best friend Jimmy Pardo,
right? Doug Benson sure. Was very sweet to reach out. Brad Williams was mm-hmm. very kind to reach out to me while I was sick. So, could it be one of them?
Hey, Sam.
Good morning, my brothers.
Oh, you go straight to hell. Rocket ride to hell. What are you doing? How could you do that to me? I'm just starting to feel better. Oh, come on.
Hey, Sam.
Welcome back, Bean. Where have you been? The show was got stopped without you. Now you are back. The show is going to roll. Take me to the Winnie Run.
Sam, are you playing a harmonica now?
Yeah, I play everything.
He's been playing it for a while, Bean. You just haven't been up on it.
I didn't know that. I knew he was playing the recorder, but I don't think I'd heard him with the harmonica before.
It's like manna from heaven.
Yeah, I guess so. Hang on one second there, Sam. Did you take advantage, Kevin, of my veto power being out of the building and have the Armenian comedian on every day while I was out?
Here's the thing. No, I did not.
Guess what?
Yes, Sam.
Yeah, I'm going to come and at the B team, I'm going to play live with my band. We are planning soon. So take me to Winnie Rose and Grammy. Come on. I'm done with you guys. I've been waiting and praying for Bean to be well.
Okay, so but now he's well. You're calling to say you're glad he's back, but you just said you're done with us. That's not the same thing.
Why are you done with us, Sam?
What?
Why are you done with us?
I'm not done with you guys. I'm still hanging around to get me someplace.
Okay, why do you want to go to the Weenie Roast?
Because that's my dream.
All right. Can you name one artist that is performing at the Weenie Roast?
Guns N' Roses.
Yes. Okay. How do you do it? Right. This is my point. It's his dream to go to the Weenie Roast. He doesn't know one goddamn thing about it.
Well, you're being pretty ungrateful, Bean, for a guy who just wants to welcome you back.
Sam, I hate to say this again, but haven't we literally done more for you than anyone else in history to try to help you achieve your show business goals?
No, not as much as System of a Down. Move over. I'm coming.
Wait, what? Hold on. So System of a Down helped you more than us, or we helped System of a Down? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, you have them more than me.
Well, they didn't need our help. They're fine without
us.
Yeah,
my question was, who else has done more for you, Sam, and why are you always mean to us when we have you on?
Because I am achieving all my dreams. I packaged it for you guys. I've been backwards for you guys, but I had not enough for me yet. It's not enough for me yet. I want more. I want Jimmy Kimmel to get me on his show.
Well, call Jimmy Kimmel.
I want to have my own B-Team podcast show, and you're not doing anything. I have a band, and I didn't perform yet. You didn't give me that chance yet.
This isn't a very warm welcome back, I got to be honest.
It's really not. Sam, you can perform with your band whenever you want. You can start your own podcast whenever you want. You don't need our help for any of those things that you mentioned.
Because you're so talented.
You have to do me a breakfast show. How's that? That's it. That's what I want.
I'm not feeling well, you guys. Right.
I think me either.
Some time off.
Me too. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
He may or may not be an actual medical doctor. That's still not confirmed.
He is a doctor.
But Dr. Pinsky is going to be joining us. Dr. Drew, our friend, coming up just after 9 a.m., along with your tickets in the second row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Don't forget, tickets on sale now, AXS.com. You can win them in the second row in minutes. First, Allie, what's happening?
I love you. I know you've been waiting. It needed to be perfect for you, for me. I'm ready. It's time.
You're talking
I'm
to me?
Finally feeling liberated. These are the words of Christina Aguilera, you guys. After years of promising fans that new music is on the way, she came through today. She has just dropped the initial single off of her first new album in 6 years. It's been 6 years.
No kidding.
Well, she's been spending a lot of time on The View.
On The View, really?
Or the Voice, sorry. Different V-show.
I was going to say, she just hanging out with Whoopi? I had no idea.
No, I'm sorry, The Voice, yes.
Ah, got it. Well, her new tune is called Accelerate, and it's described as a laid-back R&B gem that mixes her powerhouse vocals with rap verses from Ty Dolla $ign and 2 Chainz. You want to hear a little bit?
Sure.
All right.
Whoopi-dee-scoop.
Nope, that is...
Scoop-dee-dee-whoop.
That's not it?
No. Baby, it's all right.
Baby, it's all right.
Baby, it's okay.
Baby, it's okay.
She's going to do a version in English?
Stamina, fill me up. That's what I need. What? Wow.
Right?
All right. Huh. That sounds like something else, and I don't know what it is.
It doesn't sound like Christina Aguilera.
No, it doesn't. That's
it
true.
It doesn't. It sounds like another song that's
that exists already?
Popular. Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is, though. That's helpful. Liberation will arrive in full on June 15th, you guys. All right, so last hour we were talking about United Airlines changing up their policies about animals that can travel on board.
Correct.
They've banned around 50 breeds of dogs, and they will no longer permit those to be transported in their planes' cargo holds. The airline has banned any short-nosed or snub-nosed dogs, such as pugs, French bulldogs, out of concern for higher adverse health risks. Also on the no-fly list are strong-jawed dog breeds known like the American Pit Bull Terrier and various combinations of Mastiffs. Also, Boston Terriers, Boxers, Bulldogs, Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, Chow Chows, English Toy Spaniels, Lasso Apsos, Pekingese, Pugs, Sharpeys, Shih Tzus, Staffordshire Bull Terriers, and Tibetan Spaniels. Also on the no-fly list
all dogs?
As well. Pretty much. If you've got a golden retriever, congrats. They can still fly with you. However, the airlines will also decline to fly pets between May 1st and September 30th to 4 airports. Phoenix Sky Harbor, McCarran International Airport,
sure.
Palm Springs International Airport, and Tucson International Airport because of high temperatures there at that time of year. If this is not an opening for someone smart to do Dog Airways, and it's just a full cabin with separate little kennels for the dog, mm-hmm. and then you can buy tickets on that airline, and then you can pet the dogs, right? You buy a ticket, and then you're like a designated petter. I would do it every goddamn flight. Who's with me?
Ellie's so excited right now.
You guys, think about it. Just I mean, all dogs but, on that airline.
But you're going to wherever you're flying
well,
to. Okay.
Maybe.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't even care.
Okay. But I'm not going to take a flight just to take a flight to pet a dog.
Well, I get that.
Okay.
But if I'm, let's say I'm flying to Boston.
Right.
And there are a ton of different pugs. There are a ton of pit bulls
mm-hmm.
that can't get there.
Right.
What are they going to do? Well, they can fly in the main cabin, and I can open up their little kennel and pet them. I could put in kibble. All sorts of fun things that I could do on that flight.
Sounds like a new career for you, Allie.
I'm in. I am totally in.
My problem with that flight?
Yeah.
Smells like donkey ass.
I mean, it's... Mm-hmm. They would have to go
right.
at some point, but... Mm-hmm. So do we.
Right.
I guess United just felt like they had to do something. They don't want to risk another incident with another pet because
right.
they've had so much bad news over the past few months.
I feel like, too, it's going to just at some point with the comfort animals and all of that, it's just going to get to the point where animals just are no longer allowed.
Yeah, agreed.
But they legally can't stop you from coming on if you have a support dog, right?
Right, but that's a specially trained one.
Yeah, not a support dog. It's a
Service dog.
Right, that's
yes.
Right.
Legally, they can't.
Emotional support is the BS one.
That's a whole different one.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that, Kevin. You'll get all sorts of tweets from people.
I mean, it's the different category. It's a different category.
Right.
That's wonderful.
I took the brunt last time. Good God. Yeah, wow. Dog Airlines. Who do I talk to?
I don't have the information on that.
All right.
You can start your own airline.
Okay.
Yeah.
I told you about former Cars frontman Rick Ocasek. He broke up with his supermodel wife, Paulina Poroskova. They decided to split. She said on Instagram that although it was 28 years of marriage, they peacefully separated for the past year. And this is the quote, which I love it. Our family has always been and still is a well-built car. When the four of us are together, we can go wherever the road takes us. But as a bicycle, my husband and I no longer pedal in unison, so we're ditching the bicycle.
It's pretty well said.
It's just not bad. But it's not all bad news, you guys, because some relationships are just starting out, and we can hope that this couple goes for 28 years or more. Congratulations to Lauren Shannon. You may not know that name.
Lauren Shannon?
What if I told you Pumpkin? Remember Pumpkin from Honey Boo Boo?
Oh, not Honey Boo Boo's sister.
Yeah, she wed Joshua
in
a fabulous Las Vegas ceremony. Mama June was there. Honey Boo Boo was there. Everyone enjoyed a nice dinner at Buca di Beppo after the I do's. She's 18. He's 21. They have a four-month-old daughter named Ella. And if you didn't get an invite, don't worry, because cameras were rolling.
Oh, that's such good news.
So chances are we're going to see the ceremony at some point. So, yay, us. Some birthdays for you. Dulé Hill, Cheryl Burke, Greg Gumbel, and Christina Hendricks. And that's what's happening.
Maria Duenas, I want to say, is probably not how you pronounce your name, Maria, but thank you for listening. You're from Santa Ana. You just won tickets in the second row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast, which is 1 week from Saturday. We've got them for you every hour all day long today up until 5 p.m. at the top of every hour. So glad to have Dr. Drupinski on the phone like we do. I've been thinking a lot. Hey, Doc, how are you first?
Hey, man, what's happening?
I've been thinking a lot about you lately and how grateful I was that you reached out to me within the first day or two of me taking myself off the air for mental health reasons. And I want you to know I really appreciate that. I never really considered you a real doctor, but in that moment I felt like a real friend.
Or a real friend,
but you were both.
I think that was a compliment and a thank you, but you're welcome.
That's as good a compliment as you're ever going to get from me.
Okay.
And I've been thinking a lot about depression as I've dealt with it on my own here, Dr. Drew. And I was very confused by an article that I saw just last week in Newsweek that said depression linked to 44 genes in major new study, because I never really thought about it being something that's kind of baked in. I always thought it was something that kind of arose from circumstances in your life. Tell me what I'm doing wrong here.
Well, no.
I don't have that kind of time.
Well, no, you're opening up a gigantic topic, but let me just say with a broad stroke that take any mental health issue you can name, and there's always some degree of genetics and some degree of environment. Certain individuals, there are certain diseases like addiction that has 60% of addiction is accounted for on the basis of genetics alone.
Whoa.
And some people have more or less of that genetic burden. Same thing with depression. You may have more or less. Bipolar disorder is something that tends to go in families. It's not strictly speaking heritable, but it tends to be in families. Kanye's been in the news lately talking about his bipolar depression, which is a particular kind of depression. You really were talking about unipolar depression, which is the one we all sort of commonly think about, where for more than a couple of weeks we have not just sadness, but thoughts of worthlessness, maybe suicidality, difficulty sleeping, changes in our appetite patterns, lack of meaning in previously meaningful or enjoyable activities. And if that goes on for a while, we know that there has to be a certain biological predilection for that. Certain people have complete resiliency against it, and some people have high tendency towards it, and relatively minimal environmental triggers will produce it. But about 60% of people that are treated for depression, if they meet the criteria for bona fide major depressive episode, will have a recurrence again in their life. I had depression when I was like 21. I had three diagnosable conditions. I had generalized anxiety disorder with panic, and I had depression.
Wow.
So I'm prone in probably some other time in my life to have another episode. And I've been thinking about it as I get older. I think, oh, when I get old, that's when it's going to come on.
How long is an episode, as you call it?
Well, that depends on the individual and how they're treated. Usually, you know, I think most people are aware that they can be effectively treated with medication. I want to say, though, as a caveat, don't run for medication. Medicines are helpful, they're useful, but when you really look at what causes long-term significant remission, it's medication plus therapy, plus talk therapies of various types. So I would urge anyone who's serious about getting a mood disturbance treated, always try to get both and try to get off the medicine. First of all, make sure that somebody who's prescribing the medicine really knows what they're doing. Unfortunately, the vast majority is prescribed by primary care doctors, and they don't always know what they're doing. I got to tell you, I spent 30 years working in a psychiatric hospital, and the first thing I noticed when I got there was my training was inadequate in psychiatry, and yet my field, internal medicine, is the predominant prescriber. And after 30 years of experience, I still rarely prescribe these medications, even though I really know what I'm doing, but I really don't know as much as my psychiatric peers. So don't be afraid to see somebody who's properly trained.
Well, I did get my prescriptions through my psychiatrist, and she is very, very good.
And she's in Sri Lanka, so he overnighted them.
Right. And she even knows how to do tweaks based on, you know, how it's making you feel.
Giving you meth?
Yeah, not
that kind of tweak.
But let me ask you this, doctor. As I say, because I've been giving this a lot of thought since it's really landed right on my chest here recently. Because the last time I had any kind of an incident like that was even remotely like this, but it wasn't nearly as serious as this time around, was almost 20 years ago. And I felt like I was in total control and doing fine and regular, happy, normal person through all that time.
You literally sent a chill down my spine because I've had the same thought. It's like, yeah, I was 21 when I had my depressive episode, but I know high probability it will come back someday.
So here's my question, though. So before I took the time off from work, it had been going on for several months, and I had panic attacks, and I had vomiting before the show, and I had a lot of bad things happening.
And by the way, I got to state.
Yes.
We must, as a people, stop treating diseases below the neck differently than diseases above the neck. Our brain gets diseases just like our hearts gets diseases and illnesses, and they're just the same. In your case, your brain disease started to have physical manifestations, which it commonly does.
Amen to that. I'm so glad that you said that. And a lot of our listeners have thanked us on the Kevin and Bean Show for talking about as much as we have this week, just because they feel like anytime anyone brings it up, it gets the stigma a little bit more. I'm giving a lecture
on stigma in Washington in a couple of months. And when I really start to study stigma, it's really kind of an interesting topic. It must stop. It must stop.
I guess my question that I was going to be is, obviously mine got to such a point that it was obvious that there was something seriously wrong. Mm-hmm. But for most people, how do they know that what they have is actually depression, that they need to get to a doctor, and not just the regular ups and downs and sadnesses that are going to come in everybody's life? Because whether on medication or not, at some point you're going to be legitimately sad, and that's okay.
Yeah, I'd say there are three sort of easy things to point at. A, suicidality. Even if you're not even aware you're having a problem, but you start thinking about hurting yourself, that tells you there's a severe problem going on, number one. Number two, difficulty functioning. It's very simple. That's a very simple line in the sand. If you find yourself having difficulty getting to work, or you're late, or it's affecting your ability to concentrate, or you can't sleep, so you're missing work, whatever, trouble functioning, easy one. And then number three, and this is a little more subtle, important people in your life putting you on notice. Going, I've noticed something's up. Something's wrong. Are you okay? And that you should pay attention to that and don't just dismiss it as whatever. I mean, literally, it was my wife calling me one day at work and going, you need to see a therapist. And I blew her off. I'm like, I tend to. Oh, it'd be great. I really want to do that. She goes, hey, listen to me. You need to see that right now. And I was like, oh, got it. I called somebody right then. And that was that. And so, those are three easy things to look at. There are many other criteria out there. I go to the NAMI, National Association of Mentally Ill, or the National Institute for Mental Health. They have lots of criteria up there. You can read all about it.
Okay, so let me last point then, and I'll just kind of flip what your number three was on your list there, which is for the other people in the household, we should just all be keeping an eye on all of our friends and all of our family and just have our ears perked for those types of clues that then we can maybe step in and try to help, right?
100%. However, by the time you're thinking that way, it's not about staying tuned. Most people, I don't think we have an issue with people sort of being aware when somebody else is in trouble. That of course, goes without saying. The problem I encounter is people are afraid to speak up. And I can't believe that. They're fear to me, even with, I deal with drug addicts all the time, I always tell the family and friends, like, you're fearful of their righteous indignation at what? You love them and you're trying to help them? Just laugh with them. Go, hey, what are you talking about? Right, you're upset with me. I care about you. But the other thing is use lots of wonderment. We live in this sort of weird world of daytime television where people think that confrontation is how you change behavior. That's exactly the opposite of the truth. When you confront somebody, force shields up, man. That's when they dig in their heels. Do not confront. Use wonderment. Use a lot of questioning, like, I wonder what's going on. I've noticed lately, are you sleeping? Just a lot of, even when
does
you know the answer.
Does your voice have to go that high?
Yeah, I would. Allie, can you help me?
Hi, are you getting enough sleep? What's going on? Really wondering what's happening.
I'm just saying, you change tone, that's
but
all.
Literally, the wonder itself ought to be, even though you know what sure as hell what's going on, you just go, I wonder what that is. There's a lot of questioning, and they will tell you, and then they'll hear themselves, and then you get motivated.
So don't be afraid to have the conversation.
Not only don't be afraid, look at the humor in it. Like, it literally, if they respond with denial or righteous indignation, that's funny. Please, come on. I'm here to try to help. Don't be ridiculous.
What if you lead with, dude, what's up, Nutter Butter? Something like that?
As usually, Allie, I'm taking notes from you.
Okay,
here we go.
No problem.
How about snap out of it? Does that work?
Oh yeah, mother effer.
Get back.
Chin up.
Great advice, Doc, and thank you for all the work you've done throughout the decades on this topic. You can go to drdrew.com for all the details on the Doc's podcast and live appearances Monday through Friday, noon to 3 on 790 KABC. And don't forget, get a physician in the comfort of your own home with the Heal app. Download it wherever you get your apps today. Thanks, Doc. We'll do it again next week.
We'll do it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Time for one more look at what's happening with Allie McKay.
Well, we've all seen those fan-made compilations that merge Star Wars and Arrested Development.
Yes.
Some joyous things out there on the interwebs, but this is the official Star Wars Arrested Development mashup as narrated by Ron Howard. The mashup is a recap of Star Wars A New Hope in the style of Arrested Development.
Meet Darth Vader. He's upset because his daughter, Princess Leia, stole his secret plans.
I want to know what happened to the plans.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She actually did. Fortunately, Leia's droids landed in the backyard of Luke Skywalker, who found her secret message.
Who is she? She's beautiful.
She's his sister.
It's so good. And by the way,
genius.
Yeah, it ends with on the next Star Wars. So giving us a little bit of hope that he's going to do this for all of them.
That would be awesome.
It is amazing. And as we heard yesterday, Netflix announced a remix of the fourth season. So instead of all the separate storylines for each character, they're now going to be interwoven in the 22-episode arc with Arrested Development Season 4 Remix, Fateful Consequences. And that is out tomorrow.
So much good news this morning.
It's
I
like
love
they
that.
Just, they're like, hey, we made you happy yesterday with that news. Here's some Star Wars Arrested Development mashups for you. I mean, they're just too good to us, is what I'm saying.
And I love Ron Howard so much.
He's the best. He is absolutely the best. Speaking of the best, I know that Chip follows him on Instagram, as everyone should. Chris Pratt. You guys following him?
Yes.
Oh,
he's the best.
He has a farm up in Washington. It's always videos of animals. It's just him being rad. His beard is just growing in all nice. Listen, I like Chris Pratt. Right. I think what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, he announced a pretty big deal. You can win a trip to the Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom premiere with Chris Pratt.
On the red carpet.
On the red carpet. You are going to get flown out to L.A., put up in a hotel, meet and take selfies with Chris, go to the after party, and walk the red carpet with Chris. No big deal. And it's all to benefit a great cause. He is supporting the Special Olympics of Washington, and every $10 is a chance to win. So if you do $50, that's 5 entries. So I don't know if that's
five
ups
times your
odds?
Chance.
How does that work? I am not quite sure how that works.
I think that's how it works.
But you have now through June 1st to enter at crowdrise.com. So if you want to hang out on a red carpet with Chris Pratt, go to an after party, basically have the greatest night of your life. No big deal.
Guess
and supporting
right.
a great cause. And he kept updating the videos. He's like, I guess I wasn't really clear. And then the next one was when it was. So I guess it's June 12th. And then the next video, he was like, and it's open up to everyone around the world, say if you're in Brazil or if you're in South America. But he did say I believe North Korea was not able to enter.
Correct. North Korea is the only one where you can't enter.
So sorry.
They're probably not watching that Instagram.
Yeah, they're probably not hearing this either.
Right.
So
right.
We're good, Chris, is all I'm saying. Listen, did I reach out to Chris Pratt in a post where he has a big old bass fish in his hand? And I was like, listen, my parents live on a lake in Maine known for its bass.
I'm guessing you did.
Very willing to show you around. I'll let you know if I hear back.
I may have also commented on that post.
Yeah, just saying. The man, he fishes.
Right.
He's got a beard. He loves animals.
Right.
He helps out the Special Olympics. Like, be more awesome. You can't, is what I am saying. Then we move on to Kanye West. There's
right?
now a petition for Adidas to cut ties with Kanye West. This is the same week as his new Yeezy collection is due to launch. The Hollywood Reporter says Kanye's comments calling slavery a choice have led to the petition to boycott Kanye.
But what about poopity scoop? Mm. Scoopity dee whoop. Whoopity scoopity poop. Poopity scoopity scoopity whoop. What about that? Whoopity scoop whoop poop. I mean, really?
I don't know if they took that into consideration.
They should have.
What made you think that it was cool to say that?
Right. By the way, his new collection goes live this Saturday, featuring $400 shorts and $450 tights. What? What is wrong with people buying
and
this stuff?
And they sell.
Oh, sell out.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then people put them up on eBay for double, and people buy it. It's insane.
What's Adidas saying?
What is what?
What's Adidas saying?
Nothing.
You said that they've been pressured to cut ties with him after the remarks. Are they responding at all?
No. I mean, I think he's probably their biggest brand ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to cut ties with them. Do you?
Probably
they
not.
They need a little more pressure, I guess, before they're willing to cut off that cash cow.
Yeah. Really sad news. Former Cars frontman Rick Ocasek and his supermodel wife, Paulina Porizkova, have decided to split. 28 years of marriage. People magazine said that she dropped the bombshell on Instagram yesterday, saying they've been peacefully separated for the past year. Here's her quote. Our family always has been and still is a well-built car. When the four of us are together, we can go wherever the road takes us. But as a bicycle, my husband and I can no longer pedal in unison. So we're ditching the bicycle. Oh, my God.
That's pretty well said.
That's pretty awesome, right? And the fact that he's from the Cars, and it's a car analogy, and they met on the video shoot for the song Drive. A lot of transportation involved in that update.
That is true.
And we wish them well. I mean, especially him, because, wow, did he marry up, right? What a long face, Rick, is all I'm saying.
We never expected those two would last 29 years, I'll tell you that.
Well, and they didn't. It was only 28. Losers.
Right?
Losers. I'm sorry for saying why the long face. That was mean. You can't help it. My face is like, fat and circular.
Okay.
So call me Rick, is what I'm saying. Some birthdays for you. Actor Dulé Hill. Actress Christina Hendricks, dancer Cheryl Burke, and sportscaster Greg Gumbel. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, LA, on your drive home today. Chip, what's going on over there? What's happening?
No, it's all good stuff. I just want to say tonight I will be at the Rockin' Brews in Buena Park, 777 Beach Boulevard. I'll have a pair of Winnie Rose tickets to give away and some other stuff with the promo team. That's 777 Beach Boulevard in Buena Park from 6 to 8 p.m.
All right, that's good. And then I should remind everybody that tomorrow on the Friday morning Kevin and Bean show, we've got tickets in the front row for the Weenie Roast.
Also, we've got the Jersey Shore recap with Omar, plus Keep It 100 because it's Friday. And did we mention Weenie Roast front row? See you Friday.